This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state media reported Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. However, the pardon approved by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measures would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. There is political bickering in Washington over the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Never should have been allowed to complete its mission.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water.
We protected civilians. We gained more intelligence while protecting our own sensitive information.
He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And exactly a few senators will receive a classified briefing on the Chinese balloon that was shot down. That's going to happen on February 15th. This is VOA News. Repair crews were working around the clock to restore power systems in the Black Sea port of Odessa following a fire that left hundreds of thousands of residents without electricity, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday. The mass blackout, quote, though attributable to a fire, end quote, was one of many that have hit Ukraine's grid since Russia focused in October on attacking energy infrastructure as part of its invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said that such disruptions in Ukrainian cities could not have happened before the onset of Russian attacks on power generation sites over several weeks. Ukraine's defense minister is expressing confidence in securing Western allies' agreement to his country's latest weapons request, warplanes to fight off Russian forces that invaded nearly a year ago. He told a news conference in Kyiv on Sunday that Ukraine has already received everything from its wish list to Santa, except planes. So far, Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis, along with the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, have together denounced the criminalization of gay people and said they should be welcomed by their churches.
The head of the Anglican Communion, Justin Welby, said he agreed with every word the Pope has said and will be quoting the Pope in an upcoming meeting of the Church of England. In addition, the moderator of the Church of Scotland said that there's nowhere in the gospel that said that Jesus turned away anyone.
The three Christian leaders spoke out on LGBTQ rights during an unprecedented joint airborne news conference returning home from South Sudan, one of 67 countries that criminalizes homosexuality. Before leaving, Pope Francis made another appeal for peace in South Sudan as he celebrated Mass to close out an unusual mission by Christian religious leaders to nudge forward the country's recovery from civil war. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
On the last day of his African pilgrimage, Pope Francis begged South Sudanese people to lay down their weapons and forgive one another. An estimated 100,000 came to the outdoor mass at the country's monument to independence hero John Garang in Juba. A peace agreement was signed in 2018, but fighting has continued to flare. Meanwhile, those lining the streets to get a glimpse of the Pope's motorcade were encouraged. I'm Julie Walker.
A woman died when a boat carrying at least 41 migrants crashed on a rocky coast on the Greek island of Leros on Sunday, according to authorities. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.